Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hello and welcome to the Way Up North podcast. My name is Erin Bishop and I am the event planner for Way Up North, and this season I get the fun job of chatting with all of our presenters in advance of the show to let you get to know them a little bit and get an idea of who's coming to the big show. So today we're going to chat with Ian Weldon. We're going to see, well, I'm going to see his dog. You're not going to see him because you're listening. And we talk a bit about photography as well. So let's jump into it. Welcome, Ian. I've noticed, the first thing I noticed about you was your hashtag, I am not a wedding photographer. So indeed. I feel like I just want to jump right in with that. Every photo that I've looked at is hashtag, I'm not a wedding photographer. Explain yourself.
Okay. Looking at the photographs, do they look like wedding photographs?
No.
Okay, so we can start there. I think it's not, I mean, obviously, I photograph weddings. I see myself as a photographer that photographs weddings, not a wedding photographer. And that's because I don't really have an interest in weddings. I have more of an interest in people. And weddings are just a great place to shoot people. I understand also that there are people getting married who have an interest in photography rather than what's expected as wedding photography. And I think that my standpoint is that I'm not a wedding photographer. I don't see myself as a wedding photographer. I'm not really looking for things that wedding photographers look for. Therefore, I am not a wedding photographer.
So what is something that wedding photographers look for that you're like,
well, no. I suppose I'm probably talking more about a stylized shot or a contrived idea of what a wedding should look like, or the shot that the photographer thinks they must get for their portfolio, for the industry, for other photographers, for, I don't know, for the client who's seen that same shot over and over again on Pinterest and wherever, on photography blogs. And that's kind of what I think a lot of wedding photographers are looking for. They're looking to fit in somewhere and they're looking to be part of this or this idea or this or popular trends. And wedding photographers, a lot of them are looking for details. And I suppose it's the kind of shot or the kind of photograph that's expected from weddings. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really looking for that. I'm looking for moments and gestures and photographs and interactions. And, you know, from a, I suppose, more like a street photographer that's photographing a wedding.
Mm, that's a good way of putting it. I felt like, as a I'm a wedding planner myself, and when I get a gallery from a photographer, I always just like skip, get to the detail shots because that's the part that I want, like for my Instagram and stuff. But I always notice how when my clients get their galleries, I see what they put on their own Instagrams, and it's never a tablescape or a posed family portrait or something. It's always those candids. Yeah.
But it's kind of, it's approaching the wedding as, I don't really know how to explain it, I suppose, in the short version, is kind of my idea of shooting a wedding comes from a photography standpoint, not a wedding standpoint, if that makes any sense.
I think that makes sense. So how did you, as a photographer, end up shooting weddings?
I suppose I've shot all kinds of stuff. I had a studio. I did portraits. At one point, I was a fine art photographer. I still have no idea what that means. it just sounded cool at the time. But I started photographing weddings as a way to make money to pursue my own project. And it turned out that over the last 5 or 6 years, weddings have become my project.
Yeah, that's
as a perfect. Documentary photographer, I think. Yeah,
it's like a dream come true.
It's a match made in heaven.
A match made in heaven, exactly. So, okay, photography, you're obviously amazing. What else are you amazing at when you're not shooting weddings? Like, what do you do? What goes on in your life?
Dog walk. I walk my dog a lot. I play a little bit of guitar. I wouldn't say I was amazing at that.
I feel like, is there a guitar near you right now?
Oh, no, no.
Come on. We'll edit it out if it's terrible.
No. It's not that. No. I'm a confident enough photographer to show you my photographs, but I'm not going to show the world my guitar playing.
What about your dog? Where is he right now?
I don't know. Hey, I can give him a shout.
Yes, let's give him a shout.
Come here.
Oh, what a good boy. Arthur?
Arthur, who's this? Come here. What's this? Up here. Come here. Who's this? Come here. This is a bit awkward. He's a big dog. What's this? Up here.
What kind of dog is he?
He won't get a... He's a bearded collie.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, no. There he goes.
He's out. Just left the room. Camera shy.
You see his tail wagging in the back. Yeah. I couldn't really pick him up. He's large. He is a bearded collie, border collie cross. He's a collie with a really long hair.
Okay, cool. Love it. I'm a dog person. I can't help it. Like, I'm sure everyone wants to hear about photography, but let's talk more about him. Just kidding.
Yeah, so I walk the dog. I play some guitar. I'm not too great at it. I mean, there was a time, it was when I was going down the route of, was I going to pursue photography or was I going to pursue music? And photography kind of won out in the end. I felt I was better at that. But I've been in a couple of bands and stuff like that, but yeah, that's pretty much it. Photography and dog walking.
Nice. So no babies, no wife tucked away in the other
room?
No,
girlfriend.
Okay.
We've been together for some time, 7 years, 8 years, maybe something like that.
Wife-ish.
But no babies. No babies.
No babies. Is babies in your future plan or are you dogs only?
Oh no, dog only, just one. Yeah. No babies. No.
I like it. Okay, so what is something that people would be surprised to know about you? I mean, you did just tell us that you're a secret musician, so that's a pretty good thing.
Yeah, I don't know. A surprise. I don't really think anything's a surprise. I was in the army when I left school.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, like three and a half years in the army. I don't know. I've had more jobs or different types of jobs that I can even remember. Every now and again, I'll go, oh, yeah, I was a milkman for a year.
Were you a milkman for a year?
Yeah, I was. That's kind of, and it's all like things that, I don't know, I've just skipped around and done quite a lot of my life. It's been very varied, we can say that.
But would you say you feel like you found your thing now, or are you going to be doing something totally different next year?
I don't think next year, but I do think that I'll probably move on and do something different.
Yeah,
I kind of get bored with things quickly. It'll still be within photography. I mean, photography is a thing, but whether it's wedding photography or not, I think I've probably got a couple of years left at wedding photography before I feel like I've done what I need to do.
Right.
Achieve what I need to achieve for myself, and then probably move on to another genre. I'm really interested in architectural interior photography.
Interesting.
Hopefully something will come of that.
Nice.
But hey, if not, I don't know. Maybe go back to being a milkman.
I drink milk, and people think that's weird here because people don't drink milk that much. Everyone hates milk and dairy.
Oh, yeah, we don't drink milk. But, but it was a long time ago.
You got to have a milkman. We don't have that anymore.
Yeah, you do. I don't think there are many milkmen.
I'm going to definitely look into that after we hang up from this call.
What? If there are still milkmen?
If there are still milkmen, exactly. And then I'll let you know if it's an option for you in the future.
Right, okay, thank you.
Okay, so you sort of took me down a thought that I was going to ask you, which is, well, first of all, how long have you been shooting weddings?
I suppose officially about 5 years, 6 years maybe.
Okay.
I don't really know for sure. I tend not to keep a track of stuff like that. The fact that I'm doing it and I'm enjoying it, that's enough for me.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's pretty much as far as it goes. But I did shoot maybe 3 or 4 weddings, kind of just because I was asked. Mm-hmm. Again, as I mentioned earlier, it was kind of, okay, well, I could probably make some money on the side doing this and only shoot a few weddings, and it will, I suppose, finance my other projects. And after I'd shot maybe 2 or 3, in the way that it's expected to be done, with all the group shots and the details and kind of having a timeline, and I was just like, I can't, it's like having another job. And it, for me, it wasn't photography. And I wasn't really having fun, and it was, so then I just started to be a little bit, I suppose, looser with it, and kind of shoot it in the way that I felt that it should be shot, the more spontaneously, and it just kind of grew from there. And I suppose it was wedding photography itself and the wedding industry that made me want to be a better photographer.
Nice. So do you literally tell people, like, we're not going to do family portraits in the traditional way? They just have to trust you that you're going to grab, you know, what you need when you need it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I don't do them. I just don't advertise that I do them, and I don't have group shots and pose shots and portraits all over my website, because that's, to me, that's not the most interesting part of the wedding. Mm-hmm. I'm showing people what I feel is the most interesting part of the wedding. And it's, I'm there all day, so if people want group shots, I'm not going to be like a dick about it and say no.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, I can do group. But if they want a traditional style wedding photographer, then they've clearly got the wrong guy. So yeah. Then I will, like, there are many people that I speak to, it turns out it's not actually me that they want. You know, they want somebody who could do a more traditional style better. I mean, I'm not that good at group shots. I mean, I can do them. Anybody can line people up and take pictures.
Yeah, I was like, is anyone that good at those?
yeah, absolutely. But there are people who are kind of, that's what they do. That's their thing. Mm-hmm. And also, it's like me trying to take a photograph of a sunset. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could do it, but there are people out there who've done it a lot better than I can, and it's much easier to buy a picture of a sunset than it is to make a nice picture of it, if that makes sense.
For sure.
So it's like, I've had people ask if, like, oh, are people not kind of upset when they get the photographs? Well, why would they be? I have to qualify everything from the start. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to hoodwink people into going down my idea of what photography, wedding photography should be. I make it clear from the start and make sure that they know what they're going to get, and I make sure that I'm what they want before we actually talk about the wedding and what's going to happen. So
yeah. And from the sounds of it, you're shooting, like, predominantly people, which, like I said, in my experience, is what the clients want anyways. They just want to see all their people. They're all about the
people. Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of, I would like to think of it as shooting the wedding, not just shooting how it looks, but also how it feels. So I have no preconceived idea of what I think the wedding should look like. I'm going there to kind of shoot the people and the space and the people in the space and their interactions and their emotions. And it's kind of just hanging out for the day. It's cool. I like it.
It's fun, right? Your office is
a party. Yeah, indeed. Like, kind of me shooting a wedding, for me, it's like a day off. I don't have to do anything else apart from make photographs, and I enjoy making photographs.
It's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
So where in the world are you based?
I'm in Northeast England.
Northeast England. Okay. And do you shoot mainly there or all over the place?
All over the world.
All over the world. Nice.
Which is nice. I'm recently back from Italy. I've been to France this year. A couple of places in the UK. Last year I was in Los Angeles. Italy. I seem to go to Italy quite often.
Nice.
They must like what I do. But yeah, just get about a bit, you know, which is nice. I think it gives me the confidence to keep shooting the way that I shoot, because the pressure, I mean, even for me, I get it every now and again. It'll be like, oh man, I would be so, it doesn't look like everything else. And that's why I try to keep away from the wedding industry, because you can easily get drawn into that. That's kind of, and a lot of the times if you're immersed in that, in wedding imagery in the blogs, then And you can't really unsee that. Mm-hmm. So when you're shooting a wedding, you'll be kind of drawn to that kind of stuff, which is why I tend to keep away from it. But it gives me the confidence, like I feel like I've beaten down my own path, and there are people willing to fly me to wherever they're getting married to shoot their wedding because they like what I do, you know. And it kind of gives you the confidence to keep going. If nobody ever booked me, and nobody, I'll be rethinking my strategy, you know. Maybe I'm doing something wrong.
Do you think that given the fact that there is a real tendency for people to shoot like each other in the wedding industry, is anyone starting to do the Ian Weldon look now that you've seen?
Yes, but not as well. And the thing is, like the industry is hell bent on homogenization, and if it's Yoloni, if it fits in, then if it looks like this, then yes, you've been approved to be part of the cool gang and all of that kind of thing. And I suppose that it's easily copied with presets and like website design and copy and everything that goes with it. People can pretty much emulate what's popular. And as far as I'm concerned, especially this is a main part of what I'm going to talk about in Stockholm, is the fact that to shoot like me, you really have to live my life. Mm-hmm. Because wedding photography for me, or photography, is not just, it's not an aesthetic endeavor. It's an ideological endeavor. And that comes from life experience and an understanding of who we are. And fundamentally, an understanding of photography. Mm-hmm.
So nobody can shoot like you, except for you.
Well, they can kind of, exactly. And this is, we should all be doing that.
Yeah. Then
we should all be thinking like that.
Like anyone.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody's better at being me than me, and nobody's better at being you than you. So just go and do your own thing. Mm-hmm. You know, some people won't like it, but hey, we're not here to please everybody.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people, and there's a damn lot of weddings in the world. So there's a lot to go around.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Okay, I was going to ask you a bit about what you're going to talk about in Stockholm, but forget that. Tell me about your biggest fuck up on the job.
As far as weddings are concerned, I haven't. And I was thinking about this because now I see a lot of posts about people saying, this has happened. How do I rectify this? That's happened. How do I rectify this? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I've got an unhappy client and this has happened and I've lost this and this didn't work out and that didn't work out. And for me, it's unprofessional and it's poor planning and preparation. That's how things like that happen, mm-hmm. you know? Okay, things have happened at weddings where as far as the couple are concerned and the wedding itself, like the rings have been forgotten or there's something wrong with the dress or flowers haven't turned up, or a car's broken down on the way to the kind of venue or things like that. Mm. But from my standpoint and Ian Weldon and like my business, like, no, I don't have unhappy clients and things don't go wrong.
Sure.
I prepare for that shit. I'm a professional, goddammit. You know?
I like it. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Have you ever had to shoot on a day where you just were not into it for whatever reason? You were sick or like your dog was sick or your mom just died or something like that? I hope your mom's alive, by the way.
No, she's not. Aww. She has just died. No, damn, she's not alive. But I'm going to talk about this again, and this is going to be in the talk too. But no, I remember it was one of the first weddings that I shot. I was like sneezing all day, and it was often I was having to like try and I wasn't feeling great. And although the client loved the pictures, I could see the difference in the pictures. You know, my being a little bit out of kilter, as we say, did affect the pictures. And I can see, even when I look back at those pictures, I can see I wasn't really on form 100% there. You know? So nothing too serious, but just as I could tell, there was a difference.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it's art, so yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, 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 indeed. It's kind of, my photographs are nothing more than an extension of my study and understanding of photography and my study and practice, you know, it's the end result. Mm-hmm. And if I can't channel that effectively, then it's going to look different to me. Indeed.
Yeah. Cool. Makes sense. Stay healthy.
Stay healthy. Yeah, man. I work out. I don't get ill.
Do you work out? I just worked out last night for the first time in ages.
For the first time? No, three or four times a week.
All right, I like it. I feel like you should stand up and flex a muscle or something. It's okay. No one can see this. You don't have to. Only I can see the flexing you emailed in this moment. Okay, good, good. Okay, well, do you have any parting thoughts for me? Like, imagine these hundreds of photographers of various sort of experience in the field who are looking to get a bit inspired. Parting wisdom from Ian Weldon.
Be yourself first.
Mm-hmm. First and last, that's it.
First and last.
Easy.
Be yourself. Absolutely. Kind of beat down your own path. Like, kind of, I was in a band a good few years ago, and it became more and more about playing cover versions of songs. And it's like, who wants to play cover versions of songs? And, you know, it's like, cover bands are shit. Like, make your own songs. If you know how to play the instruments, then make your own songs. Mm-hmm. And I suppose that's something that is a problem, and especially as far as photographers are concerned, because when they're copying another photographer, they're kind of just learning to play songs. They're not understanding the music. Mm. That's a bit of wisdom.
It's a good way. Yeah,
learn to play your skills. Yeah.
Don't be a cover band.
Don't be a cover band. Cover bands are shit. But there are people, there are cover bands that, and people who spend their whole lives trying to be like the cover band. Mm-hmm. And that's how they spend their whole life being somebody else, which I find really strange. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Just be yourself.
You won't be pleased with yourself. You won't be pleased with yourself at the end of your life if all you've done is live trying to live somebody else's.
Absolutely. There.
More parting wisdom.
Beautiful. Okay, well, thanks so much, Ian. And I guess we'll see you. Less than a month. We'll see you in Stockholm.
Less than a month. I better start working on my presentation then, yeah?
I feel the same way. Oh, God. So soon. Okay, well, have a good day.
Right.
And thank you so much.
You. Good. Great. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. See you later.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.